Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure, right? I do appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air and in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. You can go up to my website, therealside.com. I want you to watch live. I want you to listen live. I want you to take the poll. I want you to take a look around. I think we have pretty good stories up there. Let you know who's going to be there. Now, some of you were telling me tonight that when the text went out, the text alert, the link took you to some weird place. So, I don't know anything about that. I will check into it for you, for some of you who are really concerned. But I won't send you. I don't have people that will send you to a bad place, I promise. We just don't work that way. So I thank some of you who alerted me about it. We'll take a look into it, but I'm telling you, don't worry about it. In most cases, unless somebody's hijacked something that I have, why they'd want to do that, I don't know. But anyhow, all right. So I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me again, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Now, you know, I've got Dr. Cordy Williams coming on with me. He's highly decorated Marine. He's got two Navy and Marine Corps Achievement Medals. And he's used his own money to run around this country right now to try to rally the troops. Almost like Paul Revere did, right? And it's not the British coming. It's the progressives are coming. Well, they've been here for a while. I guess that's a bad way to say it. But they are. They're here. And some people go, oh, you know, the Dems don't really want to hide stuff from you. Why would anybody be against being progressive? Well, I'm not against being progressive. Look at, we have progressed. We're not, you know, going to the bathroom out between the trees anymore. We don't have candles. We actually use electricity now. We have vehicles with gasoline in them. Isn't that cool? Right? I mean, seriously, think about it. We have air conditioning now, so you don't have to sweat and be really smelly. You see what I'm saying? I mean, I'm okay with that type of progression. But that's not what they believe progression is, or being progressive is. They believe progressive is allowing a 12-year-old to go have an abortion without the parents ever knowing about it. That's what they believe progression is. Right? They believe progression is having books titled, It's All Normal. Right? With illustrations of little kids pleasuring themselves. These are sketches now. These are not like real pictures. But, you know, seeing adults having sex. Two males or two females or male and female. Right? And this is curriculum in California that goes to elementary schools. And you look at this stuff and say, you don't have a right to do that. You do not have a right. You know, you want to talk about sex education. It used to be truly reproductive health. Now it's truly sex education. How to have, different ways to have, different people to have it with. That is not your, you know, when it comes to the education system, that's not your business. That's not your job. Matter of fact, the thing I love about this, and I'm just going to keep going, our founding fathers wanted biblical principles taught at school. And the Democrats hate the founding fathers so much that they have made it now, so we're 180 degrees from what they wanted, what they saw as the right thing for our kids. That's what public education was about. It wasn't to indoctrinate them into a party. Matter of fact, Washington and others hated the idea of parties. But that's what they want. They want you to lock into that. And now, instead of teaching you about the precepts and principles of Christianity, which is exactly what several of our founding fathers said, now we're teaching you the principles and precepts of Satan. I'm not going to get all religious on you, but I want you to think about it. Anything goes, anyhow goes. You can rip up stores. You can set police cars on fire. You can steal from other people because they have too much to begin with. Where, even in a safe, sane society, where is that okay? So I don't know. I mean, I look at this stuff, and again, you can look at it two different ways, good and bad, from a Christian point of view or a godly point of view. See, the problem the Democrat Party's going to have is, since they have no God. Now, again, not all Dems are like this. I want to be clear about that. I have family members that are Democrats. I'm not saying it just because I love them. It's really funny because when you converse with them, they sound more like Republicans than they do Democrats. I think the fact that they've been Democrats, and Grandma was a Democrat, and Great-Grandpa was a Democrat, because when he came here on the boat, he was coming here, see, with ignorance. He was coming here for democracy. He wants a democracy that the United States had. And so, democracy, Democrat. Democracy, Democrat. That's what they see it as. Couldn't be further from the truth. Really. Couldn't be further from the truth. So I just find all this stuff just totally amazing. That we can't get, like I said, we can't get the information out there. We can't make sure that people understand the differences between, there shouldn't be any. And again, back to our school, our education, in Sacramento, California, it seems like they spend more time making sure that education is well-rounded when it comes to sex ed, gay and lesbian issues, equality for all. How about just reading, writing, arithmetic? Can we try that? It would be great to try that, wouldn't it be? I think it would. Joe Mancini, your host. Listen to The Real Side. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Mancini here, host of The Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless them.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407. Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Isn't that just like a WAP? Brings a knife to a gunfight.
We are back. It was a pleasure to have you with me, 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5560. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. You know the drill. You know, I mean, seriously. And I do appreciate the time that you're with us. So, if the equipment keeps working, we're going to have Dr. Cordy Williams on with us after the break. And, you know, he's the guy I told you about already. His own time, his own everything. And he's been around this country trying to beat it into your head as to what we need to do. Right? What we need to do to take it back. What we need to do to make sure that we get to keep our freedoms. Now, you constantly hear about how much the Trump, he's just a racist. He hates Hispanics. He hates women. He hates blacks. He just hates. He's just a hater. Although, apparently, he's a very ignorant man. Not very bright. And I say that because for a man who's full of hate, racism, bigotry, He does the opposite of what proves those things, what would prove those things. Now you got a major win, major endorsement from the Hispanic community. And we already heard how well he did in the debate. Telemundo, you know, I think they're the largest or the second largest, you know, Hispanic network there is. 60% in their instant poll, 60% of Hispanics thought that that Trump kicked butt. You know, I'm a white guy. But you know something? The Hispanic community, every Hispanic person, look, every Hispanic person that I've spoken with, and not shut down, says, oh, you going to vote for him or what? Not like that. I usually say to him, what do you honestly think of Trump? I'm not here to berate you or belittle. I just want to know. And every one of them, I haven't hit a Hispanic person. Now, if you're Hispanic, you listen to the show, and maybe you're not, you know, you're not like a radical liberal, but you really can't vote for Trump. You don't like him. You don't want to. I'd love you to call the show, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5566. I'm curious. This is what you think he didn't do for me. Joey Biden was out there today, or yesterday, telling the Hispanics that one out of three Hispanic businesses now have gone under. I want you to let that sink in for a minute. He thinks he's so smart. That means one-third of the Hispanic businesses have gone down. Yet 40% of the restaurants across the country have gone down. You think they're all owned by Hispanics? Maybe they're all owned by blacks. He just didn't get to that one. The economy's in a tough... Well, all right. Overall, it's doing well, considering. But Hispanic businesses, I don't know how they survive. I don't know if you're saying this because it's the thing to say, but there are a lot of Hispanic businesses are owned by people who aren't here illegally. So how are they getting any help? They're not paying into the tax system, really. So they're not eligible for some of the help the federal government has. So I would say, to a degree, I'm surprised it only went out of three. And that's not just Hispanics. I know Asian businesses like that. There's people coming here from all over the globe, although they sneak up to the southern border. They come here illegally. They're not all South American or Hispanic or Latino. They come from all walks of life to come here. And they start businesses. Most of them want to be paid in cash, or they'll take checks too. And this is not Joe being racist because I'm saying, ooh, those Hispanic businesses that went under were illegals. Well, think about it. We got 40 million. And I don't care. When you say you have 11 million illegals, it is impossible. That's right, you heard me. It's impossible. That number came shortly after Reagan was president. No, I think it was 3 or 4 million. But shortly after that, you started hearing the number climb. I don't know why. Why? Because he just gave everybody amnesty. People were running into this country thinking they could get in, get in under the wire. Last I heard, we had 22 or 25 million. That was during the Obama administration. You can't tell me it hasn't grown. I mean, it's grown simply by births alone. And those kids, I'm going to say it, those poor kids, they're born here or they were taken here if they were a baby. They go get their driver's license at 16. And what do you hear? I need a birth certificate. Well, I have a birth certificate. Where were you born? I don't know. Los Angeles. Well, go to the Los Angeles County Recorder and get one. No record of them being born here. That's what they believed all their lives. Now, there is something to say for these kids that go to school. They're not troublemakers. They're looking for a better life. They do well. They're going to go on to college. I think we should do something for them. I don't know what. I don't have a response for you. As opposed to the MS-13, what was Nancy calling them? They were young men, young boys, young girls. We should do something for them. because a lot of them truly don't know their hair illegally until they go get their driver's license. That's the number one thing that freaks them out when they go get it. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. You know, and if people, I mean, my God, I'd rather have those dreamers that really love this country, that are here, that have joined the service. Maybe we should do a I got an idea. How about we do a one-for-one swap? Every one of those rioters, every one of them that we catch, we will deport them to the, and I'm talking about rioters, not protesters, I'm talking about rioters. Let's deport them to the country of origin of one of the dreamers who have done it the right way. And when I say done it the right way, you know what I mean. Right? They participated in the community, they've gone through school, they've done a good job going through school. Some of them have joined the services. How about that? How about every dreamer that serves the country honorably? We do a one-for-one swap. We take one of these people that have burned down a federal building, tore apart police cars, deport them to the country that kid came from. Right? What do you think? I don't know. I'm just throwing it out there. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Dr. Williams is going to be with me after the break. And again, here's a man, a true patriot, true warrior, who's decided on his own. He's not waiting for us. We're too slow. And you know what? I'm with him. We're too slow for him. We actually need to have people that will step up and do something. I am Joe Messina, your host. God bless you. Thank you so much for being with me. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
An American flag that was made everywhere else but America. Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Hurricane Delta has made landfall near Creole, Louisiana. The Category 2 storm has 100-mile-per-hour winds and seawater surges. Some areas of Louisiana could get a foot of rain behind the storm. Delta is threatening the same region that just started to recover from Hurricane Laura 6 weeks ago. This new storm barreled through the Mexican resort areas of Cozumel and Cancun, causing some streets to collapse and knocked out power to hundreds of thousands of homes and businesses. The second presidential debate has been officially canceled by the nonpartisan commission that organizes them. President Trump rejected plans from the commission on presidential debates to turn the debate originally scheduled for Thursday into a virtual affair. The commission says it will now focus on the final debate scheduled for October 22nd in Nashville. This is USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
How lucky can one guy be?
We are back.
I kissed
you. Listen to the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Look, you can't hear this music anywhere else. It's not a talk show, anyhow. Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. As I said, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, stop being stupid. Let's start doing the right thing. Let's start, you know, sticking up for ourselves. You know, you heard it this week. You saw what happened last weekend, some of you. I am so tired of you squishies telling me, well, we shouldn't be like them. We shouldn't be as mean and nasty. You don't have to be mean and nasty. Nobody, you never heard me say that. But we need to start fighting like they do. Look, the President of the United States said that he was sick with a virus, or got this virus, and these yo-hos are wishing death on him. They're thanking God for sending the plague to take him. And matter of fact, most of the people thanking God on the left are godless, soulless people to begin with. They don't even believe in God. And all of a sudden, they found him, just like the Democrats. All of a sudden, they find the Constitution because they want to use it against the Republicans, not because they want to use it to better the community. 855. I'm going to need medication. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I really do appreciate the time that you guys spend with us. But listen, let me get him on here because I always love when he's with me. Dr. Cordy Williams joins me, as he does pretty much every week now. He is on a mission, really. I mean, he's going across his country and is on his own dime, which he should. I wish some of you would step up and help out. You always say you want to. But truly, going on, he's on a mission on his own dime to make sure that his kids have a better place, grow up in a better place, a better, solid America. And, Cordy, thanks for joining me. I so much appreciate it.
Well, I appreciate you, man, because, you know, you're a giver. And, you know, there's not enough of us out there that are given, and that are given for the right reasons, and that are given to make America not only great again, but make America what it was 40 years ago, 50 years ago. And, you know, just to your point, we're doing a contest right now. So, I mean, I'll let the cat out of the bag right now. We're doing these really cool social media profile rings, because everybody likes to put, you know, some of the weirdos, like, I don't know if they put, I love when Creepy Joe sniffs my hair. And they do a profile ring around their social media ring like
that. Wait a minute. Where can I get that ring? Is it really out there?
No, it's not. It's not out there, but I'm sure the libs are creating it. Or Kamala and that weird laugh and those weird facial expressions. And she has dicks like Adolf Newsom has. There should be some rings for that. But we're doing a great patriotic profile ring for your Instagram, for your Twitter, for your Facebook, and it says The Freedom Tour USA. And when you purchase for $5, one of those Freedom Tour rings, you can go to 1776foreverfree.com, and you just literally click on our little drop-down menu, or you go to register for the D.C. event on the 17th, and it'll say Ambassador, D.C. Ambassador. You click on there, right there you can purchase for $5 that profile link. And what it does, the cool thing it does for you is not only does that support the organization, but you can also enter to win. The drawing will be next Tuesday, a round-trip ticket to D.C. So you can hang out with me, kick it with me if you like Tasties, which are cigars. You can do one of those. And you can also cut out one of your Haka Jaka Mocha lattes once a month, which we know that goes to Sleepy Joe, Antifa, and BLM anyways. And if you do $60 a year, you can help us out moving the needle on freedom.
Yeah, you might, so you must be listening to the show, because that's my line, Haka Taka Waka. I mean, I don't even, when I used to go into Starbucks and I would hear them order, I'd think, this is a joke, right? And I would walk up, and now, I probably have had 20 cups of Starbucks in my life, all right? I mean, some people have that in a week, I realize that. But they would do, I'd get up there and I would look at, what are they called? What do they call the baristas? Really? Seriously?
Yeah.
You go to school, to learn how to spell the name, because most of them couldn't spell it. So you go up there, what do you say to them? I go, look it, I just want a medium coffee with the cream and sugar. That's all, room for cream and sugar, that's all I want. And they would say, okay, so you want a medium grande Haka Taka Waka, yeah, whatever. Just give me a coffee. Right? Why do we have to make everything hard? So anyhow, it's just, whatever. I just brought that up in my head, and I'm going, that was always a trip for me. You want to look at them and go, really? You really want me to say those words?
That's so crazy, man. And these $10 coffees, man. What is it with $10 coffees? Oh, this has a special rare earth crystal from the Indian River or something. You know, it's like,
what about the one that some rare cat eats and poops it out, and then they take the shell and they... I'm going, wait a minute, somebody's actually paid to drink that coffee? Are you serious?
Well, and all their stuff, I call it BLM bucks, because it totally supports BLM, and some of the locations are wearing those nasty shirts for those divisive anti-American groups like BLM and Antifa. And it's sickening, man. All these, like, I haven't watched a single sport. I'm not into hockey, but hockey's the only one I would watch just because of how anti-American it is now, Joe.
Wow.
It's crazy.
And think about it. Most of the hockey players are Canadian.
I know.
Right?
They're more patriotic than our own U.S. citizens that have been brainwashed by Sleepy Joe, the left, and the fake news.
Yeah, but the NBA's had to change their heart. Did you see that story? The NBA has said that next year they're going to take all the social justice, emblems and what have you off the courts, and they're going to remove the BLM courts. And I go, sorry, too late. I mean, they really showed their true colors.
We'll do it after we push for Sleepy Joe to get in the White House.
Yep.
Then we'll do what's morally correct. Oh, but when it doesn't fit our political platform, if we can try to sway or influence the election with our over-entitled babies that run around in high tops, then, I get it. Yeah. Yeah.
Now,
too late. Too late, guys.
Yeah. I'm just amazed at the moral left telling us, you know, how we have to live our lives, what we have to do, who we should vote for, all of that. And just amazing. I mean, just amazing to me. Listen, I want you to tell people, because, you know, a lot of people, when guys like you come on the show, their mindset, and don't give out any names, but you've actually had to deal with people like this, that they're really conservatives who really aren't in it for the conservative movement. They're in it for self-promotion. But I know you're not. I know where your heart's at. So I want you to tell people why you're doing this and what caused you to do it.
Well, like so many people, and I just had an Instagram Live with my buddy Tim that is, a recovering addict, and I just found out from Dr. Russ Saransky, who is a practicing board-certified medical neurologist, last night on another Instagram Live, that out of the Tri-City areas, that's Connecticut, New Jersey, and New York, 175 people are taking their life per day now, because of the COVID lockdowns, because they're turning back to their addictions and they're taking their own life. And so I was on with my buddy Tim, that's a recovering addict, and over these, during this, the part of the COVID thing, the pandemic part that's a scam, because there are people that have died, but it's got a 99.8% survival rate. So my heart goes out to the 2% or 1% or less than 1% of the families that have passed away. But the casualties or the collateral damage is people like Tim, people that have suffered loss. They've gone back on their addictions, the people that we can't even talk about that have taken their own life.
Yep.
And I got it. I got into it for my kids so that they'll have freedom. But every day I'm meeting a new inspiration, Joe, that shows that God led me on this mission. And I don't say that as a punchline. He really did. I wasn't looking for this. I didn't ask for it. I never thought I'd even be part of any activist type movement. But now it's crystal clear the mission I'm supposed to do, because I got to stand up for people like Tim and the unspoken Tims out there, so that, because my kids may not know me right now, and I'm going to be at a birthday party tomorrow for my son that's turning four. But I know that I want them to say, you know what, when it was time to fight, my dad wasn't there because he was defending freedom. And so we do it for guys like Tim. And I'm not just saying that, you know, like I said, as a punchline. I hear these stories every day, and we hear them all across America. And it's heartbreaking to hear what people have gone through and what people have lost for the part of this whole thing that's a scam. And I mean, when you look at the testing, when you look at the faulty testing, when you look at all this stuff, there's no question there aren't people that have been harmed by this. But the percentage, it's like, you know,
the scam,
it's fascinating.
The scam isn't necessarily the virus is what we're saying. We're saying the scam is what they're putting on us as to how bad it is. Anyway,
exactly.
We'll be back in a minute. Joe Messina, your host, don't go far.
My name is Brian, and I'm 80 years of age. Recently, I was dealing with symptoms of a COVID infection. Initially, I had a fever with chills and a sore throat. Within a short time, the fever subsided, and the sore throat improved, but still lingered. I used several different supplements without success. I then tried Green Meadow Whey, and immediately my sore throat went away. I feel that Green Meadow Whey helped me defeat this COVID infection, and it gives me a noticeable lift in my energy.
Lactoferrin is a naturally occurring nutrient in whey protein. It has been shown to have potent antiviral activity. Lactoferrin binds to a virus, blocking its ability to enter the cell. It also stimulates antiviral interferon production. Green Meadow Whey contains 300 to 600 milligrams of non-denatured lactoferrin per scoop. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or go to greenmeadowway.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver.
Silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Some people did something, and that all of us were starting to lose access to our civil liberties.
Well, what do you think about how ironic that is that that would come out of her mouth? Joe Messina, your host, you'll see the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting. Being part of the solution, and I really mean that, be part of the solution. Don't be part of the problem. Talking about being part of the solution, here's somebody who's part of the solution. All right, Dr. Cordy Williams joins me, as he's been doing every week now, because I'm not going to use the term like, you know, he's scouring the planet, because that's not what he's doing, all right? He's trying to help you understand. He's holding rallies in many states, many areas. The next one coming up is in Washington, D.C. He'll talk about that in a minute. But he's zigzagging this country for all intents and purposes to get you to understand how important it is that we fight for our freedom. Now, look, here's a guy who had his own business, who has his own business, okay? He could have been sitting on a couch being, well, he's not fat, but I'll say fat, dumb, and happy, right? He's got his kids, got his own life. What does he need to do this for? Why does he need to rip into his own or dip into his own pocket and do this? And, you know, some of you guys will send me emails and get upset with me talking about money. When does anything not cost you something to do? When he's doing these things, he's on a plane, somebody's got to pay to get him there. Once he gets there, there are permits and security. There's people that you know, have to handle the sound or what have you. This is not done for free. And, frankly, there aren't a whole bunch of conservatives stepping up and going, hey, I got a sound business, Cordy. I'll come down and do it for you for nothing. We need to put action. We need to get off the couch, push away from the Facebook keyboard, and do something. So, Cordy, how you doing?
I, I'm doing great. You know, it's so true, right? It's so true. Like once you get into a movement like this, you know, and I've said it for a long time. It's not like, and you know, this might sound cliche or weird or corny, but it's like most of the people I've met that are doing activist type work to move the needle on freedom, and there aren't that many, but the couple that are out there, they're not doing this because they want to, or you know, like they had some exciting plan that they were going to do this. It's kind of like God called them to it, or there was a situation where they felt confronted, and they're like, well, what do I do? I have this opportunity where I can help humanity, and the question is, am I going to say, well, I don't know how to do it, it's not for me, you know, I mean, first time you took a dump, you didn't know how to do it either, right? You figured it out, you learned it, you took a chance, and, you know, I'm in this thing. And it's been touching so many lives, but I really appreciate you talking about that component of it. Cause you know, these things are expensive. They really are. Even when you try to do them on the cheap, cause you're right, because everybody's suffering, we're kind of all suffering together. And, you know, I know things are tight for some of your viewers out there. And, you know, I've heard the stories at these rallies, but what I would ask is, do you want to have freedom or do you want to have socialism? And if you want what we want, Joe, that's probably why you tuned in tonight. Then what I'm going to ask you to do is donate with your time and donate with your money and get out there, because the stories that we're hearing and how we're moving and touching and inspiring people, it's really leading people to realize that they have to take action in their local community. It's raising up leaders like my good friend Sonia Perez that I'll be speaking on behalf of in Temecula on Sunday, to get her elected to her city council. And she's not a career politician. She never thought about this, but it was all about, you know what, I'm being pressed against the wall. I don't like what's happening in my community. I don't like the 165 uncontested seats in California where libs are walking into the positions and changing policies. And
truly.
To your point.
Walking in people. Do you understand? If we don't challenge them, and you can't wait to 2 weeks before the election, if we don't have people to challenge these people, they, for all intents and purposes, they walk into these seats. And once they walk into the school boards, you've seen what's happening. City councils, you see what happens. I mean, seriously, if you don't wake up and get rolling, what do you expect? Go ahead.
No, you know, it's totally true. It's like conservatives behind keyboards and over drinks or coffee with their best friend. You know, my good friend Dr. Ron Sinagra always said, everybody's a tough guy behind a keyboard. And it's totally true. And what I would say to that, which he's not Italian at all, by the way, you know, what I would say is put your money where your mouth is. Like, get involved. Like, now is your opportunity. And if you're getting that pit in your stomach or you're scared or nervous, God is telling you to contribute with your time and your money. He's saying, get involved. This is your action step. This is your place in history. Because what are you going to tell your kids 30 years from now? Well, you know, I felt like I could have done something, but I was in fear. I was scared. I didn't want to go against the status quo. I didn't want to be an individual. The people that people remember in history, and what your kids remember and what you're teaching them right now, is your resolve in the face of what's immoral, what's unethical, and what's from a humanitarian standpoint not right. That's the best lesson of leadership you could give your children right now.
I totally agree with you. And people, you really do need to get off. Now, some of you, I get it. Some of you are living week to week, and I got that. But I'm going to just be frank with you. When you hop online to do a donation, now, Cordy, I know it's about the money, and I know you need the money, but there's another side of this that people don't really consider. When you get a donation for $2, $3, $5, whatever, your first thought is not, well, what a cheap SOB that was. Your first thought was, you know, somebody may have given me the last $2 in their pocket. Somebody thought enough, took the 3 minutes, and decided to give me the few bucks that they have left, which means they support me. Right? I mean, it's not just about the actual physical dollar. Sometimes it's just a matter of knowing, wow, okay, I got people out there behind me, right?
Well, absolutely. And what we're trying to encourage people to do is $60 a year. Take $5 a month. Get one less Coffee Jaca Mocha Latte from BLM Bucks, right?
Yeah.
Get one less per month. That's $5 a month where you get one less coffee. That is huge to our movement and what we're trying to do. And just so your viewers know, I'm not sitting on a Ferrari. That's not what's happening here at all, right? I've got an old Toyota Tundra. You know, all we're doing, we're taking everything we can, we're leveraging my practice, and I don't care. I do it again because it's so important. I don't care if I go bankrupt, Joe. If it's going to inspire 20 people, 40 people, 40,000 people to vote for Donald Trump, which is voting for freedom, even if you hate the guy and you despise him and you think whatever about him, there's two choices right now.
You know,
freedom and socialism.
You're right, and you know you're in good company, right? I mean, you realize...
Yeah, no, 100%.
You realize that people don't realize... Do a little homework, people. And I'm not trying to overdo this, but our founding fathers did that. They knew what they were giving up. When you read the story about the day they signed the Declaration of Independence, would you read the conversations that were said? They knew, I'm not saying that they knew kind of like, oh, they knew in their head because they were so smart. They openly said they were going to hang for this. Now, let me ask you guys with a show of hands here. How many of you, if I said to you tonight, look, we're going to D.C. in 2 weeks, and they're going to have 7-1 of the BLM people, and I want to know who's willing to fight. Who's willing to step up and fight? You may lose your life. You may lose a limb. You may lose an eye. Who's willing to do it? How many of you are willing to do it right now? Tell me. I don't think we have, look, with all due respect to people listening to the show, I'm not aiming this at anyone in particular. I don't think we had to have the warriors now that we used to have. And the evidence is the amount of people that come out and support. Now, we appreciate the people who do come up, but the people who come out and support Cordy and others that are out there really, they're not celebrities, so to speak. They're out there. They're the average Joe running a business. They have kids and they want a better life, right?
100%. And I think the other thing, too, Joe, is, you know, I think another key indicator is all those people that are sitting back and they're saying, you know, I don't agree with masking and I'm going to wear the mask anyways because I'm worried about the conflict in Sprouts. I'm worried about the conflict at my church. I'm worried about the conflict. And my whole thing is I just want people to have choice. But those of you out there that think it's wrong, don't like it, think it's draconian, don't agree with it, you're acquiescing because you don't want to go against the status quo because by our media being an individual, having an individual viewpoint and a viewpoint that's different, you get ostracized. And people don't like the kickback and the feedback of that and what that looks like. And I just don't care anymore, Joe.
Good.
Like I welcome those opportunities. I really do. And I hope that my stand and your stand are leading those people that are on the edge to come out with their time, with their money, and with their actions in their local community and show, you know, it's scary right now to stand up and be that courageous individual, but I'm going to do it now because I want to stand up for those that can't stand up for themselves and motivate and inspire more people.
Yep.
You know, I just hope that's what the viewers are taking away.
All right. Hey, real quick before we run out of time, okay, tell people where they can get involved and throw a few bucks your way or even come out and support you.
1776foreverfree.com. The number 1776, foreverfree.com. It'll say contribute now. You just go on there. You can do a one-time donation. You can do that $5 reoccurring payment that I talked about. $60 a year goes a long way.
All right, listen. We're up against it. God bless, man. Don't stop doing what you're doing. People, come on back the next hour. I got some chastising to do. And I know how much you enjoy that. We'll be back in a few minutes. Hey, listen, dude, I got to cut you off because I got somebody banging on the door out there.
All good,
I'll
buddy.
Catch up with you later on. All right?
Love you, brother. God
bless you,
man.
You too.
Take care.
Keep it up.
All right, buddy. Thanks, man. Bye.